Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, should we do some electric shock trivia then?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You asked for it and you're going to get it now. Laura is about to be shocked. Now, please don't try this at home. We've had to fill in many a form for this. How are you feeling, Laura?
Can I just apologise in case, like, one of three things is going to happen. I'm either going to be sick,
right.
I'm either going to follow through because I've got the squits,
yeah.
Or I might swear. So can I apologise to everybody in advance? I don't want to swear and I'll try not to.
Okay.
Have you used that tear stick on your eye to put tears there already to go for sympathy?
No.
Are you sure?
I told you, if that's what the nation wants, I'll do it.
Okay, here's how it works. We're strapping Laura up to the shock collar. Oh, what a shame. I seem to have the remote control.
Are you in charge of the remote control for this one?
What we do is we press a button and it gives out a small electric shock. We ask you five questions, Laura. Each time you get one wrong, I'm afraid I'm going to have to press the button and give you a shock. And each time you get a shock, we will turn the level up so the next one is more painful.
I feel quite sorry for you, Laura. Are you all right?
Don't try this at home. Why? No, you never feel sorry for me when I do it.
Well, I've been thinking about it. The first time this happened was to try and get you some good karma. That's why we did it, so you brought it on yourself. And the second time was a democratic vote, whereas I feel with Laura this has kind of been forced upon her. What's she doing?
The one that doesn't speak's put it on too tight.
Oh. It needs to be tight.
Does it? In your... Right. Well, that does look very tight.
Okay.
Now, we do have medical staff ready, do we?
Yeah. All right.
Are you all right, Laura?
I might close my eyes.
Okay, yeah, I find that's best.
Drew back the curtain.
All right.
Right, we've got five questions. Have you got the remote control, Scott? Yeah. Five questions for you, Laura. And this is about today's news.
Oh,
so you've got in at 5 o'clock. You read the papers, as you always do.
I haven't been listening.
You've listened to George all morning.
I don't listen to George.
Right. But you've read
the papers. I have no interest in what she has to say.
You've read the papers, yeah?
Well, so I've spread something about Big Brother.
Right. Well, you'll be fine then. Question one. Ready, Scott? Have you got the remote? How long did David Beckham stay on the pitch in his first game for LA Galaxy?
40 minutes.
You're saying 40 minutes?
Yes.
Is wrong.
Don't do it! Don't do it!
I haven't done anything yet.
He hasn't touched it yet.
No, please don't. I don't want you to.
This is fun.
It was 12 minutes.
Okay, do I turn it up more now?
I can smell burning hair.
Yeah, turn it. Yeah, turn it up one.
Right, okay.
You never danced about as much as she's do. Question two. Who has this week's number one album?
Oh, no.
Oh, I know this. I did the chart show yesterday.
Who is it?
Well, what did I tell you?
Is it, The Enemy?
The Enemy? Scott?
Sadly, that was last week's number one.
Oh.
It's Paul Potts off of Britain's Got Talent.
It is.
So that's wrong.
Ready, Scott? Do you keep pressing it twice? Three times. Up again.
Okay, yep.
Strangely, it doesn't sound as painful on Laura. It sounds more like it's tickling her. With you sound in real pain. She's got a higher pain threshold, obviously. Number three. Okay. According to the tabloids, how much does Simon Cowell earn every year?
52
million. Oh, 52 million. Get ready to dance. 22 and a half million is the right answer.
You should earn more.
Part of me thinks she's quite enjoying this.
You sound like a chimpanzee.
Question four.
Please stop now.
Why is Daniel Radcliffe happy today?
Because it's his 18th. No, it's his. Oh no, how old is he? He gets all his money today. I did read this.
Right.
It's his 18th birthday, so he gets all his millions.
How much?
23.
Is the right answer.
Yes!
And question...
Surprising.
Question five. What's
do
panic?
Do I turn up again or what?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Okay.
No, don't!
Well, it's the final, it's the big finale.
No, I don't want to!
You'll get this right, though, it's an easy one. What's Panorama about tonight?
You are having a laugh!
It's today's news.
How am I meant to know that? It's not been on yet.
There are trails on the telly.
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
I really don't know.
It's an obvious one.
Africa? Did you know there's a place called Timbuktu in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you send someone a text saying that yesterday?
Yeah, I only found out.
The text said, there is a real place called Timbuktu. I'm not joking. Right, and we knew that.
Just found that out.
Yeah.
Right. It's about immigrants in Slough.
Right.
Oh. He can still get you when
still
you run
get
out.
You, there's no... That's quite fun. Look, it works long range. Look, she's going down the corridor now, but it still works. Amazing. That's so good. Yeah, I still do it.
Yeah.
That's quite fun.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Joe Wiley. Good
Hello.
Morning. You right?
Yep.
Right, smell Laura's arm.
Oh, God. What an offer.
What does it smell of?
Kind of burnt.
Burning hair.
Burning hair. Did it hurt Laura as badly as she thought it would?
Yes.
Was it really horrible?
Yes.
Do you fancy having a go?
No.
Any point
no.
this week?
No.
No?
No.
Right, we're now going to play a game of make Joe Wiley laugh, right?
Right.
With my innuendo bingo.
Okay.
Right, okay, you've got to try not to laugh, Joe, okay?
Okay.
See if you really are as childish as me. Okay, so just like complete straight face, don't laugh at these, okay? Try your best. Okay, this is from Five Live, one of the ones we've played already.
Where are we going there? To John Murray. John, rescue me.
I'm just behind you, John, actually, because I can see you fiddling with your various bits of equipment.
She's not cracking.
She hasn't, yeah.
Very good.
All right, let's try... From the Gulf on BBC Two.
Okay.
Great day for grinding. It's a great day for people coming from behind.
Right, that's as bad as you can get, surely. Oh, dear. Have you got the Sally traffic? Because I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, I can find that for
you. Could you find that for me? Yeah. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Off of Radio Two.
Yeah.
Now, this one we've just discovered. Thank you to all our very alert listeners who were listening to Radio 4 this morning. I quite like it that people listen to us and then Radio 4.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't think that, would you? Right, this is from Radio 4 this morning. Once again, try not to laugh, OK? This is from the... I think it's golf again.
No, this is cricket.
OK.
It's all balls.
They've got lovely, juicy, dark balls, these cricketers. They're really swinging them around at the moment, and I'm sure that's helped.
Right. Oh my gosh,
it's
funny.
I love it.
They've got lovely, juicy, dark balls, these cricketers. They're really swinging them around at the moment, and I'm sure that's helped.
Right, I've got Sally Traffic for you now. This is from last week on Radio 2 of all places.
BBC Radio 2. And with resplendent new hairdo.
Well, I just, you know, had a bit of a blow job. I mean, a wash and blow dry.
Go on, Sally.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.